What's up, people? It's your friendly neighborhood pharmacist, and I am back for another episode of Health Facts. I don't know why, but it feels like it's been forever. I hope you guys enjoyed my last guest on the show because I know I did so much better than a monologue. Although I do enjoy that as well. I will try to bring in more experts to discuss important topics as we go, just to switch things up a little. That being said, I am super excited about this week's topic because I get to do my second favorite thing, talk about myself. Okay, not exactly talk about myself, but kind of. I'm going to talk about what I do for a living. I know a lot of my colleagues are going to be so excited to listen to this episode. I mean, we are fully aware of what we do for a living, but there seems to be a lot of confusion from the outside. All right. So without further ado, I'm going to talk about, drumroll, the pharmacy profession. The pharmacy profession. Sorry about my voice. I've been dealing with allergies, so I got a little stuffy, but we're going to get through this because the show must go on. All right. So I know some of y'all listening have gone to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription or two and may have had moments where, against best practice, have decided to slap on a Karen wig because you have no idea why the hell it's taken over 2 hours to get your prescription ready. Why is your insurance not paying for your prescription? Or why is the technician telling you it's too soon to pick up your OxyContin? Well, if you've had any of those questions, you've come to the right place. But before I get into the nitty-gritty of the PharmD life, I'm going to torture y'all just a little bit with some history because nothing comes easy. Now, where do I start? Okay, let's see. It's 2100 BC, Mesopotamia. 130 AD, Galen introduces compounding. 1750, do first hospital pharmacy, and okay, there's a lot. And I said I was going to torture you guys, but not that badly, so let's not do that. Now, pharmacy is probably as old as time itself. Throughout history, pharmacy has presented itself in many forms, either in the form of herbalist, or apothecary, a chemist, or your modern day pharmacist. Bottom line is, we're important, and we're always there. Doctors. Anyways, back in the day, there was a fine line between a pharmacist and a physician. They were almost interchangeable. It wasn't until the 1600s when the profession started to trend towards a more specialized role. Ben Franklin played a big role in this movement, I know. Apparently, he was the founding father of pharmacy, amongst other things. I know, dude was a man of all trades. Now, after World War II, the pharmaceutical industry started to see a huge shift with the development of new medications, new restrictions surrounding the use of these medications. You know, what I think is that I'm just going to stop here because you've had enough history for one day. Now, let's talk about education. Now, how do you become a pharmacist? It's really quite easy. First, you got to start by getting a high school GED. Then you go on to college, you party some, but obviously you got to study hard, get some good grades. And, you know, the upside with pharmacy profession is you don't need a college degree to apply for pharmacy school. However, you do need to take certain prerequisite courses. Now, I'm talking math, biology, all the chemistries. Oh, nightmare. And some other fun stuff. If you're actually interested in going to pharmacy school and need some specific information, get on that DM. Let me know and I will get you all the information that you need. Or you can get that information from the school website that you're interested in applying to. Probably the better choice. You know, anyway, just when you think the torture is over, no, it's not. You have to take a pharmacy school entrance exam known as the PCAT. It's a standardized exam that measures your knowledge in math, biology, chemistry, reading comprehension, writing, verbal reasoning, critical thinking. Apparently, all of the knowledge necessary for higher education in pharmacy. Whew, what a joke. Then you apply for pharmacy school with the hopes of getting accepted somewhere where you can give away all your money and probably go into debt. Lose and gain a few pounds, maybe blood, maybe sweat, or just stress eating. Did I mention you also pay for free labor? Yes, you work for free. Well, for the purpose of learning, but you do pay for it. They call it rotations. The bright side is when it's all said and done, you build some amazing friendships. Now, there's really something special about going to hell and back with someone. Literally, makes for the best bonding moments. Not to mention, you add some additional letters to your last name. And for some reason, those letters demand some respect. Well, depending on where you end up. But first, you have to take the national licensing exam for pharmacists known as the NAPLEX and your state law exam. Because 4 whole years of sacrificing your social life and your family time is not enough to prove that you can regurgitate any of the material you learned on the job. No, you have to regurgitate it just once in front of a computer for up to 3 to 6 hours to prove yourself. Then you can become a pharmacist. Now, let's get to something y'all probably know nothing about. There are several specialties in pharmacy. What? Yeah. There's more to pharmacy than just CVS and Walgreens. Depending on what you're interested in, there's probably something for you. And if not, well, there's always CVS and Walgreens, like, seriously. So, what are the different specialties in pharmacy? Well, there's community pharmacy and hospital pharmacies, which they're non-specialty pharmacies. But then we have ambulatory care, cardiology, compounding, critical care, geriatric, infectious disease, nuclear, nutrition, support, oncology, pediatric, pharmaceutical therapy, psychiatric, solid organ transplant. Yes. Oh my gosh. So many. I know. I even forgot we had so many. Doctors are amazing. They're amazing at what they do. But when it comes to drugs, they are not the experts. Pharmacists literally spend 4 years of their education learning about drugs specifically. I know. There's a lot of drugs. And specialty pharmacists spend 2 additional years training in their specific area. Just imagine how much knowledge. Imagine having a drug expert working with your doctor to ensure that you get the best care possible. In my career, I have met and worked with several specialty pharmacists. They are such amazing human beings. They are very passionate about what they do. Did I mention they are crazy intimidating? I've seen doctors and pharmacists work together to provide patient-centered care, and it's just amazing. It's an amazing sight to behold. It's unbelievable when you use all of the resources at your disposal to provide the most optimal results for your patient. Anyway, it's not always available. It's not yet available everywhere. So in your country, wherever you're listening, this may seem like far-fetched. It may seem crazy, but I believe that it is the future of medicine, and I'm excited to see where it takes us. Now, let's talk about what we've all come here to hear about, retail pharmacy, my favorite subject. Retail pharmacists, they're such amazing people. I mean, I'm not just saying this because I'm a retail pharmacy. I'm a pharmacist. It takes a special kind of person to go into retail. I mean, it's not an easy job, not even by a long shot. Retail pharmacy, it does not require any special certifications outside of a PharmD and a board license. But outside from that, it takes patience, resilience, people skills, leadership skills, communication, and did I mention patience? I cannot stress that enough. They're probably one of the very few healthcare providers, if not the only ones, where anyone can just walk in to ask for their services or call to speak to them directly, free of charge. Obviously, you gotta pay for your prescriptions, but retail pharmacists provide their services to anyone free of charge. You wanna know about your medication or show us that rash on your butt crack? Sure, we will give you our professional opinions while dying inside. Now, to the question that I asked in the beginning of this episode, why is it that your prescription is not ready, sometimes even 2 hours after the doctor called the prescription in? Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of Occam razor saying that sometimes the simplest explanation is usually the right one. Well, in this case, it totally applies because the simple reason is your doctor never sent the prescription when they said they did. What? Yeah. Your doctor can tell you at your visit, I'm going to send the prescription for your Prazolam right away. Sometimes they don't do it right away. Yeah, doctors are not robots either. They see several patients and sometimes lose track. Now, I cannot tell you how many times I've been yelled at by people who are 100% sure that their doctor sent the prescription in front of them. Well, did you see him push the send button to Drug Mart at 101 North Creek? No? Well, then he probably didn't send it. Another reason why your prescription may be late is because your doctor probably sent it incorrectly. Pharmacists are licensed drug specialists for a reason. If we're supposed to take every prescription at face value, there would be no need for our specialty. Literally, a 5-year-old could possibly do our job. We are here as a second line of defense, running the checks and balances to ensure that the medication is filled correctly and safely before it reaches the patient. Doctors are great at what they do, but they're not perfect human beings. Sometimes mistakes are made, and we are there to correct them. This takes a little bit of time and may cause delays with getting your medications ready, but it does happen. In addition, we have the Board of Pharmacy on our butts. They are pretty scary people. They're basically put in place to keep us accountable and to ensure the safety of our patients. They have certain requirements for prescriptions that have to be met. Sometimes doctors fail to meet all requirements, and if you ever go to a pharmacy to pick up your prescription and they tell you that they're unable to fill the prescription because they're waiting to hear back from your doctor, please bear with them. They literally have no choice. They have to get the prescription corrected or risk getting in trouble with the board. And keep in mind that at the end of the day, it's all for your safety. So, if you will, exercise some patience. Another thing that may cause delays, insurance. Oh my gosh, insurance. Literally a nightmare. We do not set prices for prescriptions. I'm going to make this really clear because some people seem to get this all mixed up. We don't set prices. We do not set prices for prescriptions, and we do not get a cut from charging you more for your prescription. This is all outside of our control. Now, I can sit here and talk to you for hours and hours about how insurance works, but at the end of this conversation, you'll probably be more confused than ever. I get confused sometimes still, and I like to consider myself an expert when it comes to billing insurance. The thing that you need to know is this. Medications come with set prices. These prices are outside of the control of the pharmacy staff. All we do is bill the medication to your insurance, and then they tell us if they're going to pay for it or not. Now, if they decide to pay for it, you may have no charge. Great. That's literally what we hope for. But sometimes insurance plans have a copay, and that really depends on your insurance plan. A copay is basically the part that the insurance beneficiary, which is yourself, is required to pay after your insurance has covered its part. It's different for everyone and based solely on your plan. In certain cases, the insurance will be kind of in between, where they don't want to pay for the medication because it's not preferred, but they may if the doctor can fill out a form telling them why you should be on this medication. This is called a prior authorization. It sucks. It really sucks because sometimes it takes up to 72 hours to process a prescription. And trust me when I say we hate it just as much as you do. So if you ever feel like yelling at someone about it, but you find yourself in front of the pharmacy counter, please do me a favor, turn around, pick up your phone, and call your insurance company. Thank you. Now, insurance is probably one of the biggest struggles where prescriptions are concerned. This is why it's very important for you to make sure that you thoroughly read your plan when you get it and really know what your coverage entails. Because before going to the pharmacy to raise hell, you need to know what your plan says they're going to pay for. Because we are doing our best to help you. You have no idea how much time we spend on the phone with your insurance company and or your doctor's office trying to find you the best possible solution. I promise we're not sitting on our butts doing nothing. Technically, we're not allowed to sit, really. Finally, when there's no insurance coverage, or sometimes when the prescription is still pricey, even with insurance coverage. Now, this is something that sometimes I get to see and I feel really bad. And a lot of times when I see this, my first instinct is either to call the doctor for an alternative or try to find discount cards. A lot of times, you know, we have so many discount cards out there and so grateful for that. But sometimes they help cover the prescription to some extent where it's more affordable than if you were to pay out of pocket. Now, sometimes I think, you know, I think about how many times I've gone out of my way to help my patients just to get yelled at still. I know it's crazy, but you know what? It's all in the day's job. And this is why I really emphasize patience earlier, because you're going to need a lot of it being in this profession. So people, you need to do better. So show some appreciation to your neighborhood pharmacist. Bring them a snack or a drink. I'm talking like non-alcoholic drink, please. Personally, I prefer a flat white. I'm just kidding. Anyway, just try to be more understanding because we are not in any way trying to hurt you. In fact, we're doing the exact opposite. Anyway, I'm going to wrap up here because there's so much to say about the pharmacy profession, but it will take hours. I barely scratched the surface, but this is the basic information that you need to prepare yourself for the next time you have an encounter with a pharmacy staff. If you're interested in the pharmacy profession, however, and need more detailed information, just DM me. I'd be more than happy to discuss more details with you. That being said, we have come to the end of this episode, and I hope you guys enjoyed my monologue, because as much as I enjoy going on a good rant, I just as much love to hear that I did not bore you to death. I am going to let you guys go now because I've not run out of things to say, but because I don't want to put you guys to sleep, I'm going to stop. And like I say on every single episode, subscribe if you haven't already so you do not miss another episode. Also, leave a positive review and drop a comment. Let me know how you feel about this episode and what you would like to hear about in future episodes. You can find more information on my Instagram, Facebook at HealthFacts, facts spelled with the CX at the end, or find my blog at www.healthfacts.com, same spelling. Now DM me or send me an email of topics that you'd be interested in hearing more about. Again, thank you guys for listening, and I will see you next Wednesday.